Thank you very much. Good morning, dear delegates and dear colleagues. I wanted to give you a quick update on our sanitation and sanitation safety planning related activities. As you know, tomorrow is World Water Day, and we are launching a learning package to support the implementation of the recommendation in the sanitation and health guidelines. And we are releasing the second edition of the Sanitation Safety Planning Manual, which was revised to simplify the process, but also to better align with the recommendation included in the Sanitation and Health Guidelines, covering the entire sanitation service chain. We also included a lot of guidance on incorporating climate-related health risks in the SSP process. And the manual comes with an online learning hub, which includes training materials like videos and presentation, which is aimed at practitioners, but also trainers. There is also a new open WHO course on safely managed sanitation in 4 modules, which really builds on the State of the World Sanitation report, which was published last year. We've revised the sanitary inspection forms for sanitation systems, which you're all familiar with. These have been revised following field testing and also to align more with the project on monitoring of safely managed sanitation. The form are available in PDF, but also we have a digital version that can be used for mobile applications. As highlighted earlier in these discussions, but also in the discussions yesterday, and also through implementing SSP over the years, some important gaps have been identified on the regulatory aspects of sanitation, especially when it comes to on-site systems. And we're really encouraged to see that the progress made in the European region with this issue is being really picked up via the meetings of the protocol. We've been supporting countries on this issue via the WHO's International Network for Drinking Water and Sanitation Regulators. RegNets aims to facilitate learning between countries on sanitation regulatory issues from a public health perspective, but also include a private space for regulators to exchange on their issues. So over the year, we've expanded RegNet membership to sanitation, but also would like to increase membership to have a wider regional representation, including from the European region. We've also been working on strengthening linkages and collaboration with regional networks of regulators, and this is one of our priorities as well moving forward. One of the focus themes have been really on clarifying regulatory mandates and accountability for sanitation, and on regulators' role in safely managed sanitation data for decision making. There's a working paper and blogs on mandate and accountability, which you will find on the website. And we thank all countries and colleagues who've contributed to it through the consultation and interviews. Finally, together with partners, we're launching a countdown to sanitation to 2030, which makes the case for the urgency to address sanitation and also to build and maintain political momentum on the issue. So I will stop here, but please check our website, check the World Toilet Day website, the sanitation page, and please share widely among your colleagues and network. Thank you.